Marry me, and welcome to the Witchy Spellcast. This is Kara and Saya here to add a little bit more magic into your everyday life. Remember, if you like this podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Maybe even give us a 5-star review, or drop a comment to let others know what you like about the podcast. Let's make some magic. Welcome back, casters. Today it's just me and Saya with you. Rowan had a vet emergency with her dog. So everything is okay for the most part. But I'm sure she can fill us in more next time. Yeah. Today we're talking about spiritual cleansing.
Mm-hmm. And the types of cleansings that you can do and kind of why they're important and stuff like that.
Before we get into it, though, I do have a listener's story.
Really?
About signs from the universe. It comes from our very own plant girl.
How cool.
So, and she told me this after she had listened to that episode. So, background. She works with, fire fire protection in a way. Like, she gets called out if somebody's, like, illegally burning things. If there's, like, a complaint about, like, burning or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, the other day, she has a complaint that she has to go investigate, and it's at a crematorium.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And her words exactly were, yeah, creepy, I know. So, the guy that runs it isn't her favorite person, and he's running late, so she's standing beside the building alone waiting for this guy. And by the time the guy shows up, there are 3 crows sitting above her on the eave and, like, 20 in the trees. And as soon as this guy says hello, they go nuts. Swarm out of the trees right past us, and 3 stayed. I picked up a strayed bird leaf, and this guy straight looks at me and goes, not gonna lie, that was creepy AF. And I smile and told him, I don't think, more poetic. Turns out there are so many problems with this place. So first of all, if you heard bird leaf, that's an inside joke between me, her husband, Loki, and Trevor. Mm-hmm. There's a whole story behind that, but basically that's a feather.
I didn't even realize you didn't say feather. I just assumed.
So that's kind of part of the inside joke, though, because that when Loki actually said bird leaf first. And we were on a rail trail, and all of us laughed because we heard it, and we're like, oh, that's funny. And husband goes,
makes so much sense.
Husband's like, I realized what you said wasn't the right word, and I'm so mad that it makes sense.
Exactly. But it's it's Loki, so of course it made sense. But go on.
Okay, so she says it goes further. She put the feather inside her truck and locked the door. And when she got done, the feather was gone. And the 3 of the crows that were still there flew off when she pulled out to leave.
I am so sorry. That's crazy. Doesn't Lily work with the Morrigan?
She was looking into the Morrigan, yes.
The Morrigan is crows, is pretty crows, sure. Yes. Talk about a big confirmation sign. But also... yeah. Crows related to death. It's a crematorium.
Yeah, you can look at it in a lot of different ways. I think the craziest part, other than the fact that, you know, the crows went nuts when this guy comes who's creepy and she doesn't vibe with anyways, but, like, the feather going missing out of a locked truck.
Yeah.
Like, I even said, where'd the feather go? She's like, I have no idea. It was locked.
How crazy.
Right?
Excuse me. That is so cool. I've never had something like go missing like that, but I've had experiences, particularly in Appalachia, with large flocks of crows, especially in like the late autumn, early winter. Mm-hmm. And I looked into it. It's because they're hunting for food and more eyes to seafood, yeah, etc. Crows are very smart. But yeah, that sounds so like sketchy. The biggest sign of like confirmation. That also, yeah, sounds like the Morrigan protecting Lily around this creepy crematorium guy.
Yeah, a little bit. Also, or like at least like raising awareness of like this guy don't trust.
Yes, this man is not covered by the Morrigan, or right, is potentially Fae. So I want to also know what, like, why was there a complaint at the crematorium? Where I feel like this is a red herring, and what's happening at the crematorium, really?
So because it's part of her job, she can't like disclose like the information about the complaints. So yeah, I don't know. She couldn't tell me, but that it's weird to hear a complaint about a crematorium. So
it's weird to hear a complaint about a crematorium burning something unauthorized.
I don't know.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I don't know if the complaint was because they were burning something unauthorized, if maybe they were burning after hours or something like that. I don't know.
That's so sketch regardless.
Yeah, just it being a complaint at a crematorium, knowing that Lily goes and checks out, like, so fire, yeah, like, fire complaints.
Like, what if she was investigating a serial killer? Using a crematorium after hours to dispose of dead bodies, etc. Like, that's sketch as shit, man.
It's really
sketchy. I need to know the rest of the story.
I'm hanging out with her tomorrow when we go to the German Metal Show, and I'll ask if she can tell me anything more about this.
I'm so invested.
I know. I was like, at the time, whenever she told me, I was more interested in the missing feather. How did that disappear? Like, that doesn't make any sense. It was a locked fucking car, you know? Like,
what would make sense to both realms is if it was a ghost of a victim of the crematorium serial killer man. And it was to get her attention. I could immediately.
We're just creating a whole story behind this.
I can write this book right now.
Oh, she's going to listen to this and be like, no, it was just, maybe it was like something smelled wrong or something like that.
Yeah. Or like, did the person even know they were calling in for the crematorium?
Yeah, it could have been that too.
Maybe they were just like, oh, I see smoke in that direction. It stinks bad.
Or, there's like a bad smell and it smells like fire and it's at this address and maybe they didn't know what the address was,
Right. Yeah.
So there's a ton of possibilities, but
I like my theory better.
I didn't even think about like asking like what the hell the complaint was.
Yeah.
There was a lot of violations is what she said. Like there ended up being a lot of violations. So
Lily,
I don't know.
I know you're listening. Please tell me. Please DM me, the Witchy Saya. I need to know if this was a murder scene that you were protected from by the Morrigan. Thank you. Holy mackerel. So scary. I love that we have a listener story.
She even says, cool. She goes, you can tell the girls. So I decided to tell you like on air, which I think she's going to be
fine with. That's so fun. Well, you got my genuine reaction, and that's... Holy, I wish we were like visually recording this, even though like it wouldn't be seen by anybody because I am an unanimous, that's the wrong word, anonymous. Semi-anonymous.
I'm an anonymous face.
I am a unanimous face. I am all of our faces.
I am everyone.
Technically, I'm an AI face, but it's based off my real face. Anyway, sorry. oh my gosh. That's so cool. I can't wait till we get more of those.
Right?
Especially with like spooky season coming around.
Yes.
I love a good spooky story.
Yes.
If you have ghost stories, please let me know.
Send it to us. We'll read it.
Yes, we will. Yes.
Like, especially during our
read it.
if
you have a better voice.
Oh, thanks.
And you read better.
I'm dyslexic, so that makes me feel good.
Well, I can't read, so Which is the running joke because I won't read ACOTAR.
Just listen to it, man.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm pretty sure my red-haired friend is going to lend me her series for my birthday. Because I told her it was the only way I'd read them. Is if I didn't have to buy them.
Oh, I mean, you could have gotten any of us to lend you the series.
Then you'd have to ship it or whatever, and she's here, so.
Yeah.
I was telling my husband about the series. I was like, I'm pretty sure it's like 12 books freaking long. There's three different series. They all combine into one universe somehow. It's like a whole thing. And he was like, they want you to read all of that? And I was like, I know. I can't read.
But I mean, like, to be fair, it is three different series, and you don't have to read all of them. They do connect, but they didn't start connecting until recently. So, like.
Okay. Well, I might read the first ACOTAR.
I would say that if you would want to read any of the series, the one series that you'd probably like the best is Crescent City.
Okay.
That would be the series that you would like the best because it's like a modern fantasy and it's the her first like new adult, so it's really spicy. And there's no fade to black or anything like that. But like Throne of Glass, I love Throne of Glass. It is my favorite. And then Crescent City is my second favorite. I like ACOTAR, but not as much as the other ones.
Okay.
Because even with my second read through, I still am stalling at the same exact spot as I stalled in the third book the first time I read it. So like I was doing good. And then like I'm at the same point that I put the book down for a month the first time I read it.
Yeah.
And I've put the book down for over a month now, and I haven't picked it back up. So, and the other ones, I'm not like that. Like, I can just go through them. Like, I hadn't had a down point. Don't get me wrong. I love ACOTAR. I really do. But it's just not as much as Crescent City or Throne of Glass.
Yeah. I think my problem is that because I don't read frequently, I read very slowly. And it becomes very frustrating for me because, I'm neurodivergent. So it's just... I need it to be like fast, but
yeah,
I don't read fast because I'm out of practice and whatever. So yeah. If I take the like difficulty level down so that I can read it at an appropriate rate, I figure out the plot too soon and then it becomes predictable. And because it's like a fifth grade book or whatever, I'm like, God, this sucks. And then I put it down because I'm like, well, this is boring.
Yeah.
Instead of just like using my brain like a muscle.
Yeah.
Anyway. It becomes very frustrating very quick.
That's why I started listening to audiobooks because, like, I read slow. I read so slow. And the audiobooks, you can listen to a regular audiobook or you can do the graphic audio, which has a full cast of characters and sound effects and music and stuff like that. So it's like listening to a movie. Yeah, that's what I said. If you don't want to read it, do the graphic audiobooks.
How do you get that? Is that through Audible?
You can get them through Audible. You can get them through the library apps if they're available and stuff like that.
Like my public library?
Yeah.
They
have the Libby app where you put in your library card and everything and then you have access to all the libraries in the area and you can just search audiobooks and then it'll say graphic audio and you just borrow it.
I'm going to type in Libby app. Ignore. All of your recommendations are getting texted to my friend, who is in my phone as Venus Death Trap. because it's like a step above a Black Widow. It's a Venus Death Trap. So, pretty sure I'm in her phone as Small Bean, because it's what my husband calls me. And she thought it was funny. Anyway. Talk about a tangent. Good.
Yeah. At this point, I don't think that we've had an episode since we've been back that hasn't had at least one talk about ACOTAR.
Sorry. It's probably me every time.
Anywho's.
I'm actually sat in front of like a little piece of my altar. And it's a jar. I'm remembering that I forgot to use it. It's a jar of thunderstorm water. I gave you and Rowan a bit of it a few years back. But it's that. And I wanted to add that to my on baptism bath, and I totally have forgotten. It's just sitting here staring at me like, what the fuck?
It's okay. It wasn't meant to be.
I think that probably, I think that probably would have made things a little bit more emotional, because thunderstorms are very big, very powerful, very emotional things for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, sorry, forgot to add. But, you know.
Well, again, it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, it turned out great, honestly. It was, I'll just tell you the whole story if that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, I did my unbaptism on the new moon, which I think was 2 Wednesdays ago.
Yes.
Because astrologically, some good things were happening for me. Yeah. It was a good time for spiritual regrowth and expansion and new beginnings, all of that stuff. So it played out very well.
Plus the Venus in retrograde, because you were actually you're having your Venus return right now. So, like, that's also a really good one, because that's wholeheartedly like self-love and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was a perfect time for that.
It really was. And the fact that I was off work for the whole week that I was like building up to this really helped, because I didn't have any like stressors or whatever.
Yeah.
So I did it on Wednesday, and I was waiting for like the last ingredient to be shipped to my house and be delivered before I like started prepping and everything. It arrived. Plot twist, it's edible glitter. Because the aesthetic, right? I wanted the aesthetic, like shimmery magic. And this is probably the biggest mistake I could have made, because I was covered in glitter, and so was everything else. And it's very fine glitter. And it's like, and you can't feel it. It's just there. Like,
yeah, I just hate it. I hate glitter.
I mean, it was very pretty and whatever. Anyway, so the glitter arrives. And I'm like, okay, that's the go button. And I start taking everything outside. My tripod, a camera, old phone that I found uncharged, water hose and curtains and all of the things to make the vibe, right? Because something I wanted more than anything was to make it something that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in my art, a lot of drapery, a lot of fabric, whatever. I'm a sucker for a good draped fabric. so I really am. So I set everything up, and I wanted to film it for myself, so I did. And so I set up like 3 different angles, which, whatever, fight me, I'm vain.
It was for you. No, it was exactly for you.
So I set everything up. I put in, let me actually, hang on, let me pull this up, because I want to be precise on relaying what I put in the bath. Because that's important to me as well. I put in lemon for healing, cleansing, happiness, and optimism. I put in chrysanthemum for love, passion, happiness, and optimism. I put in roselle for purification, cleansing, and self-care. And eucalyptus for strength, healing, abundance, and protection. And lotus heart for purity, rebirth, and strength.
Fun.
And then I put in salt for protection, cleansing, and I think some apple slices. I can't recall what those are for, but added those in as well.
Apples. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Actually have apples written down somewhere. What apples mean?
Sure. But the salt and the apples came in a little jar that I had purchased that was for like healing. So I just kind of added those in. Did you find the apple?
Yeah. It's for magic manifestation and healing.
Perfect. So added those and the salt and got in. What's crazy is while I was setting up, my neighbor, who's a very old woman, she's probably 90 and maybe in her mid-90s, She was having some yard work done. And there were like men with chainsaws. And we only have like a wooden fence between us. It's like a big privacy fence, but like mm-hmm. it was loud and frustrating. And I was like, man, this is going to ruin this experience. Do I need to pivot because like they can see me? Because there's like a little half gate between our properties at the side of the house. And I was like, man, do I need to like set up somewhere else? What's like the noise is so frustrating. It's whatever. And then I just cut to it. I was like, we're not changing. We've already set everything up. This is what we're doing. This is how we're doing. We'll get some blankets and put over the half fence so they can't see. We're already here. We're already doing it. There's no need to panic. Also, you're not going to be nude. So so I finally set everything up and I start filling the tote, because it was a tote that I bought. It's a 55-gallon tote, and I fit in there pretty good. So I start filling it. I add all the ingredients. And I go to cut the water off. And as I cut the water off, I realize that it's, like, silent. Like, there's no noise. Like, I can hear, like, the rustling of leaves in the wind and, like, animals and things like that. And I live right off the highway and close to an airport. Yeah. So for there to be not any noise was like, okay, signs of the universe, I hear you. I'm paying attention. So I got in, and I had to kind of sit there for a minute. And I was trying to think of, like, why I was doing this and, like, why it was so important. And, like, I had to remind myself of, like, you were given to a different god that you don't serve. You were connected to this god before you even could understand what God was. And now that you understand that and the severity of the connection, you know, this is why you want to undo this. You don't serve this god. You don't believe in this god. You don't want any part of this god to be with you currently. So, you know, whatever. I reminded myself of that. I got myself a little wet or whatever, and I kind of sunk down to chill out. And actually, it didn't catch on any of the videos, but when I was sinking down before I dunked my head, I started to, like, hyperventilate. And the water wasn't cold. It was it was the same temperature outside. It was peaceful. Mm-hmm. It was calming. Everything was fine, but, like, I kept going, like, I don't know if you heard that, but, like,
no,
it was, like, really sharp, quick inhales.
Yeah.
So, and it would happen every time I would sink lower, and I thought I was going to go into, like, shock.
Yeah.
So, as I was sinking down, I was trying to remember, like, any positivity that came out of my time in the church or in that religion. And when I finally realized, like, what I thought were positive memories weren't. For instance, like, I'd be like, okay, think of something that you did that made you happy in this religion and why. Like, maybe that can help you, you know, justify whatever. I was just trying to think of, like, it was almost like second guessing myself.
Yeah,
but because I couldn't find any, it was justification.
Yeah,
even more so. And so, like, for instance, I was like, "Well, you got to dance, you know, as a child and a youth and a teenager, you got to dance and show yourself expression through, you know, this religion or whatever." And then I realized that I only ever started dancing because the leader of this sect wanted me to.
Yeah.
And so, like, I realized, like, a lot of things that I did that I thought I enjoyed were solely for the benefit of making the leader look good, because she would have these young children, so, like, and the phrase they use is, quote, on fire for God, end quote. but it was, like, performative, right? So
yeah,
whatever. So when I realized, like, there was no actual connection to this god. It was all for my leader.
Mm-hmm.
I submerged my head as best as I could, and came up, and I bent forward to get the crown of my head because it was important to me that I got the whole head, the whole body.
Yeah.
And when I bent over, dunked my head, and flipped back. When I flipped back, I kind of like rested my head on the back of the tote in this water in my backyard. I just kind of sat there for a minute. And I opened my eyes. And it was like somebody flipped a switch and there wasn't any like guilt or chatter in my brain. It was like I could no longer hear her voice telling me, like, so-and-so is going to be so unhappy with you. One day you're going to stand before so-and-so and tell them why you did this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. It was like I didn't hear any of that anymore. And it was like, so I didn't cast any kind of protection. I didn't cast a circle. I didn't do any of that because it was also very important to me that it be as natural as possible, and as connected to the earth as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So when I opened my eyes, I noticed that it was quiet in my brain. I heard everything.
Yeah.
I could hear squirrels climbing trees,
mm-hmm.
breeze rustling through bushes behind me, and like lizards crawling around. It was like everything had so amplified. It was it was like I was hearing for the first time, and like birds singing. And it's crazy because in the recordings, you can hear cars driving past and stereos and all sorts of things. I didn't hear any of it.
Yeah.
I heard the earth, which was crazy. And it was like everything was a little bit brighter, a little bit crisper,
mm-hmm.
a little bit more serene. And it was, sorry, I'm going to get emotional recalling it. it was really like opening my eyes and ears for the first time. Because it was like when I was baptized as a child, my third eye was closed.
Yeah.
And then, you know, being in that religion, you're taught like, fae don't exist, ghosts are demons, all of the things, right?
Yeah.
There is no good that isn't God.
Yeah.
And so, like, I feel like when I undid this, it opened up my third eye and I could see and hear and feel what I was supposed to be hearing, seeing, and feeling.
Yeah.
And so when I got out after like 10 minutes of just straight up chilling in a tote, when I got out, I didn't put shoes on immediately. I stood on the ground with my bare feet and like dug my feet in to the earth and like stood there in silence in the sun, looking like Edward from Twilight because I was covered in glitter. Also, probably haven't gone an episode without a Twilight reference.
Oh, yeah. That's true, too.
So I was just standing there, warm in the sun, taking in everything. And it was like I could feel my heartbeat down into the earth through my feet. It was spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt, I don't know. I thought I was going to cry and puke and throw up, you know, crying, shitting, pissing myself. That's how I thought this was, you know, I was going to be exercised or whatever. Plot twist, I've already been exercised, so whatever. I thought it was going to be like that kind of release, you know. But it turns out to be so much better than anything I could have imagined. And I don't know, the feeling was just correct. it was like everything clicked into place.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a great time. The only downside to this was I did not account for how to get the water out of the tote. So that sucked really bad. And I may have broken the tote just a little bit on the, like, on the lip. It may have snapped just a smidge. But it's going to be our Christmas tote, so it doesn't matter that it's covered in glitter.
It's going to get covered in glitter anyway.
Exactly. But I also wore, I did some makeup before I got in just because I was like, I'm feeling frisky. I also want this all to be about me. So if I want to do makeup, I'm going to do makeup. And so I did like a big graphic white eyeliner look and lots of glitter and highlighter. I looked very fey, which was kind of the vibe, honestly. But yeah, it was incredibly serene and just perfect and otherworldly. And that's all I could have asked for. And I wish I could have experienced that growing up. Because it's not stopped since. Like, everything is still vivid and crisp, and it feels just fantastic. So, sorry, that's been a long rant about me taking a bath in my backyard.
No, I think it still fits with spiritual cleansing, though. I think it still fits.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, one of the best ways, in my opinion, to do spiritual cleansing is by taking a, like, a cleansing bath or a shower.
Exactly, yeah. Which is very common in a lot of practices. Like, so, like, in Christianity, they have baptisms and holy water. And, like, in Hinduism, I think they, like, take a, like, a holy dip in a river, something like that. In almost every religion, water is some sort of sacred aspect when it comes to cleansing.
Yeah. I think that's a lot to do with the fact that water in general, like, signifies intuition and so, and emotion. So when, and then if you think about water in general, it's very flowing and we use it to cleanse ourselves anyways, to like actually clean things. So it makes sense that it would be a universal cleansing ritual.
Well,
especially
and
spirituality.
Yeah, and a lot of religions take water into even being like the source of life. You think about like how things and what keeps us alive, and all of that. Like, you can't have vegetables, water. You can't live without drinking water. Your body's 70% water.
Yeah,
you know, going to the ocean. You know, positive, negative ions. It's I could go on and on. But we have a whole series about water.
So. We do have a whole series about water. But we could still go further with it.
We can go even further beyond.
Yeah, because I don't think we even began to touch everything in that series.
And there's so much about each of the elements and what each of the elements brings to the table spiritually. Like, we would never be done talking about it.
No. And we could think about all of the elements as a spiritual cleanser as well, because there's also fire cleansing, which is where you would, you know, basically, it's like my least favorite cleansing because I hate fire.
Correct. Yes.
But it's mostly like some cultures use bonfires and like tossing like sacrificial things in to quote unquote like sever spiritual blockages and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, and there's like the whole thing of like cord cutting. That's a fire cleansing, but it's like it's almost like a banishment almost. But it's through fire that you're purified of this tie to somebody. And I'm pretty sure like smoke cleansing is also tied into fire cleansing stuff.
Well,
like
smoke cleansing could be tied into both fire and air. Because I would associate smoke more with air than fire.
Yeah.
Because it's the after effects of fire.
Yeah. You can have combo stuff.
You can, and then, you know, you have earth cleansing, which is that grounding and that, like, being in the presence of nature. Yeah. So there's beautiful things about every single element that you can use for spiritual cleansing, which is fantastic.
I think one of the coolest types of cleansing that I've come across is sound cleansing. And it's actually something that I have practiced. Which when I practice sound cleansing, it's screaming. But it's like when I'm like overwhelmed or overstimulated or what have you, or stuck, let's say, spiritually. I just scream. Like, probably not the best if you're in like a residential area or within city limits.
There's whole resorts that do that, like spiritual resorts that have like a day of scream cleansing.
I'm telling you, there is something about just letting it out that feels so much better than, honestly, it's like a high. But it feels so good because you're cleansing your body of all of the emotions that are making you want to do that. Yeah. And then you're finally getting it out. It just, it feels great. It's like that, it's like that video of the Grinch at yoga.
Oh, yeah.
It's like inhale and exhale your problems. And he just screams. That would be me.
There's tons of different types of sound cleansings too. Because you can have those sound bowls.
Mm-hmm. Those are so cool.
And then the one that I've used before is the frequencies, like the specific frequency, like because you can get those videos on YouTube and you look for that specific frequency for like spiritual cleansing, because I can't remember which one it is, but there is one. And you just kind of play that and meditate with it, and it's really interesting. There is a frequency video for just about anything. I've used one to help with sleep before.
Yeah.
Two. My dad's really into those frequency videos, which is great.
I think that's pretty cool. They make my brain feel weird in the back.
That's the point.
Yeah.
That's the point.
I can't do it because I'm like, I cringe up and like somebody's trying to like touch me on my neck. I like just shrink like a turtle.
Have you tried doing the frequency cleansings since your unbaptism?
I haven't, but I will try now. Because I wonder if the baptism blocked a bunch of things. Because here's something I don't think Christians understand. Is that's fucking witchcraft. That's high-level witchcraft you're doing on infants.
Right.
Which, I mean, whatever. Just know that infant is going to eventually turn into an adult and may undo that.
Yeah. And
then experience their whole life. But yeah, no, I will have to, you'll have to send me a link to one that's for cleansing and then I'll like live react.
Yeah. Cause there's a ton of different ones. And you can look up all of them, of course. Like Pinterest has a great plethora of like, use this frequency for this, you know what I mean? Yeah. And those also kind of tie into spiritual numbers too, because the frequency, like those angel numbers.
Yeah.
Because if you look at a specific angel number, there's probably a frequency sound for it.
How cool.
Yeah. So maybe whatever that angel number is for you that we were talking about previous, like in the previous episode, maybe try to find a frequency number for that.
Okay.
And see what happens.
Okay.
Like,
dude, we got to do an episode where we just all react to frequencies. it's the same thing like with ASMR. Like sometimes it just makes me like,
yeah.
It makes me like shrink into myself because it's not a fun sound or whatever.
Yeah. There are frequencies though that like really fuck with the human brain. There's a scientific research, and this is going to kind of go against the whole like I believe in ghosts thing.
Go ahead.
So scientists have proven that in some of the haunted areas in the world, they've actually measured a specific frequency of sound happening there from like natural causes that are causing that creepy, like somebody's like behind me feeling.
Yeah.
Which is accounting for that area, that place is haunted but it's actually not because of the frequency. So
that ties into cross lines very easily.
Yeah.
Or ley lines.
And then like ley lines, yeah. So I found that fascinating because, like,
that is really cool.
I believe in all that stuff, but I also believe in science. So, like,
who's to say you can't believe in both?
You can. You should.
I think that magic and the paranormal are just science we either can't or won't understand.
Yeah.
Like, it's either because we can't because, like, our brains don't let us, or can't because we don't have the technology.
Yeah, and, well, once upon a time, electricity was magic.
Exactly.
Until it became the norm.
Exactly. You know? And look at us. We're 900 miles apart. Yeah. Visually talking to each other.
Yeah. So, like, things... So that would have been considered magic at one point until science evolved. Like, I agree with the whole, like, science is just magic we haven't discovered yet. Yeah. But I would caveat it is magic is science that hasn't been quantifiably proven yet.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. When we actually first bought this house, circling back to sound cleansing,
mm-hmm.
I had learned, like, clap cleansing. So instead of doing, like, a walkthrough with smoke or something, because I had, like, a huge lavender bundle that I wanted to burn, mm-hmm. but it's, like, really brittle, and it, like, sheds really bad. So
you
it's just kind
have
of
the bowl underneath it.
Mm-hmm. And it, so now it's just, like, on a shelf and looking pretty. so, I walked through my house and, like, clapped in every corner. And, like, I made that sound that, like, if you're, like, yelling at a cat or a dog, like, ah! Ah! Like, doing that and clapping in each corner of each room, of each closet, throughout the whole house. I'm pretty sure my neighbor thought I was nuts because I did it on the front porch first. Like, I did it in the doorway. So, like,
I mean,
whatever.
It is what it is.
Yeah. It has to be.
Yeah. The there's another, so, like, not everybody can do smoke cleansings, right? Like,
right.
For themselves or for their house. Like, I don't, because, like, one, I can't burn things in my apartment. It's in my mm-hmm. lease. I know nobody listens to that, but I don't like fire anyways, nice. So it's fine yeah. for me. But I do a different version of smoke cleansing
mm-hmm.
by using a essential oil diffuser.
Oh, I love this already.
So, I mean, like, you just pick the right kind of oils for what you're wanting, and yeah. you turn on that diffuser in the area that you want it to be cleansed, or
oh my God.
By you when you want to be cleansed, or whatever, and just kind of waft that towards you, and it's
perfect. It's
similar to a smoke cleansing. It really is.
It's modern. It's modernizing.
Yeah, it's a modern cleansing.
There you go. What I want more than anything, speaking of cleansings and smoke cleansings, I want one of those things that the Catholic Church uses and walks down the aisle with that's full of incense.
Oh,
I want
yeah.
one of those so stinking badly, not for any particular reason other than to smoke cleanse my house. And they're, like, stunning. I'm sure Rowan will scream at us.
I know what it's
when
called
she hears
so
this. I don't know it.
Rowan probably does know because of the whole
she was
Catholic
a,
church
a Catholic
thing.
Girl.
Yeah. I only know it because of watching too many documentaries about multiple areas in the world. Because it's Catholics are not the only ones that use it.
I know, like, it because of all of the exorcism movies I've watched in my lifetime.
Yeah, it's not just a Catholic thing, though. Huh. That particular incense thing. Other cultures use it, too.
How cool. So it's yeah. mine for this taking, you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an instrument. It's a spiritual,
like,
instrument in any, like, way. I mean, it's used in multiple cultures.
Okay, taking it. Mine now. Gosh. And I just think they're neat. It's like...
They are, they're really cool. Have you ever done light cleansing?
Light cleansing? I don't know if I'd be able
light
to.
Cleansing.
What does it do?
Yeah. So just like any other cleansing, it works the same way, but it's a lot more visual.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, so I actually, when I first moved into this apartment, I did light cleansing. So it's a lot, you start off by meditating, mm-hmm. right? So you sit in the area that you're wanting to cleanse, or if you're cleansing yourself, you know, you get comfortable. And what you do is you envision this bright white light mm-hmm. coming from you or coming from, what I like to do is I like to envision it coming up from the earth mm-hmm. and surrounding me, and then I let it build out mm-hmm. to encompass my family and then the house itself. So mm-hmm. you're envisioning this white light kind of just taking over the space. Mm-hmm. And when you're pulling this energy from the ground, you're pulling it as a grounding and cleansing and oh. protective energy. So okay. you're envisioning this energy, like feeling like it's spreading throughout and going mm-hmm. to every corner. And once you're done, like you just kind of let it come back in.
I see. Okay.
Back yeah. to the ground. So it's not actually like using a light and like shining it at people.
Which is exactly you know? What I thought you were going to say. I thought you were like, okay, go into a room and then flicker the lights 76 times in a row as no. fast as you can. And I was like, no. well, I have epilepsy. I can't do that.
No. I'm sure someone somewhere uses actual light for yeah. a cleansing thing. That's not what I was thought. No.
You like, could also, it's like
a visual thing.
You could also argue like sunlight cleansing and moonlight cleansing, because yeah, you do that kind of thing. That.
Yeah.
It's a different type of light.
Yeah. So there is that. There is moon cleansing and sun cleansing, mm-hmm. which like some people do that just for like crystals or mm-hmm. like their magical tools. But you could definitely, and some people do it for themselves as well. Like especially full moon cleansing is like
could the one you technically, do. Could you technically? Make all of the water in your body moon water?
If you sit out in the moon long enough, probably, with that
like
intent.
If you camped out under a full moon with the intent of making moon water from your body.
Anything's possible.
Okay. this is getting a little Avatar vibed. Well, bloodbending.
Yeah.
Which technically Aang could have done because of the water yeah. in the. But that's. Katara did it. Like Aang should have.
Yeah.
But it was. Air like, in your lungs. It was, didn't he do that?
Listen. Yeah, he could. But like, that's like morally. There's a moral issue with that. And that's why bloodbending wasn't like nobody wanted.
Well, yeah.
Bloodbenders were bad because that's morally bad. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. you're controlling Aang was a monk. So he's very yeah. passive. Even his fighting style was very passive.
Yeah.
Sorry. I've been rewatching Avatar through TikTok.
I actually started rewatching Avatar the other day when our internet went out because the only DVD I had was the entirety of the Avatar series.
Listen, I loved Avatar more than anything. So when I watched Avatar when it was coming out, I was in like high school, like freshman, sophomore. In high school, big angsty phase for me. So like me and Azula, Azula and Zuko, we were of the same blood. I was like, I know exactly what you're going through, homie. My mom is also shit. Like my dad is also absent. Like,
oh my goodness.
I feel so seen. And like now, obviously, like 15, 16 years later, I'm like, ooh, I should have gone to therapy. I should have really talked to somebody other than people on the screen. But, you know, young and dumb. That's what happened. A whole different way of cleansing, I think, is talk cleansing. Because sometimes I just be
talking. Yeah. Talk cleansing. Journaling would be mm-hmm. a form of talk cleansing, but it's more written, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
For people who don't know why spiritual cleansing is needed, mm-hmm. I think we should address, like, the why. Like, why do you spiritually cleanse?
Sure. Well, me personally, I spiritually cleanse because sometimes things, emotions, memories, stuff like that stick with me. And if I'm doing a particular practice, ritual, something of that nature, sometimes those feelings or memories or whatever can like burble up and affect what I'm doing in that spiritual practice. So like, for instance, if I build a fire, doesn't matter size of it, I'm going to have a spiritually a negative connection because of the last time I used fire in a religious aspect, or in a spiritual aspect, I should say.
Yeah.
So doing a cleanse like that really helps, at least me, kind of wash out all of the negative connotations and connections I have with stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you can take that however you want. That's normally why I do it. Because I've had some pretty negative experiences with stuff.
Yeah. So in my opinion, when it comes to spiritual cleansing, it could and should be a daily thing.
Really?
Yes, because
I like to let that shit fester.
Well, you think about your day to day. You're encountering a lot of other people's energies throughout the day, and you're encountering a lot of energies from multiple different areas and just life in general. And in order to kind of just release that, doing a small cleansing at the end of the day before you go to bed, one, will help you sleep better.
Yeah, for sure.
But also it helps you wake up a little bit more refreshed. You're starting over each day with a clean, like, aura or spiritual self in general.
That could even be showering with the intent of removing all of the things you picked up. Okay.
So, like I said, the light cleansing, I do that when I'm in bed every night.
That makes sense.
Like, I do a light cleansing, that exact light cleansing, every night when I go to bed, when I'm starting to go to sleep. First thing I do when I close my eyes is that.
Dang. I just don't have the memory to do that kind of thing, to, like, consciously remember to do that. And I've learned that that's, like, something that people with, like, ADHD and neurodivergencies, like, habit building, that's that, like, subconscious is really difficult. And it's really difficult for me. Like, I have to be conscious to even brush my teeth. It's not something I just, like, do.
I'm the same way. But, like, the whole how I got into the habit of remembering to do that every day before I go to bed is doing it, like, consciously making sure I do it.
Until, like, an alarm set?
No, it's just like if I can't do anything spiritual that day, at least I can do that.
Yeah. Okay. I gotcha.
But it takes 60 days to start a habit, 90 days to solidify it. And just a little bit longer for people who are ADHD or neurodivergent. So if you are consciously making yourself do something every day, it starts to become a little bit easier. And from my experience, I have, like, the whole brushing your teeth thing. I have to, if I forget, like, someone will ask me every day, did you remember to brush your teeth? Because I forget. But with, when it comes to, like, certain things, it's not hard for me to start a habit with. Just like it's really easy to start bad habits with ADHD.
It really is.
You know? Because, like, those bad habits are actually things that you really want to do, but it's not good for you.
Correct. Like smoking.
Or drinking a Red Bull every day.
Or drinking at all.
Yeah. But, so it does, so for those good habits that you want to do, it does take a lot longer to do, but
That's why working out is really hard for people like us.
Yeah.
Like, working out every day is so difficult of a habit to build, but, like,
yeah. But when you have ADHD, though, like, once you finally get it into your brain and into the habit, it's hard to break.
That doesn't become a hyper focus, and then, like, I experience burnout. Very frequent. But
Rowan just sent us a voice message.
Oh, do you want to play it?
She said to.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know if I'll be able to.
Hey guys, I was going to bring this up during recording, and then all of this came up with my dog. On, I think it was Tuesday, my wife took the dog out for a walk. And while she was out, she saw a snake, just a small garden snake, but that's, I think, the first time we've seen a snake while living in this apartment, and that's, we've been living there for a while, as you know. I just thought that that was kind of a coincidence with the whole last week's episode with me seeing a lot of snake imagery pop up in different feeds. I was going to tell you during recording for reactional purposes, but that's why I didn't tell you
earlier. Rowan! Oh my god.
Yeah. Here's this.
Oh my gosh. First and foremost, there are no coincidences. That's a sign from the universe, so you need to look into snakes. And probably the really? Celtic goddess, the one with the snakes, the Celtic goddess that you are supposed to be looking, Rowan. I wish we were visually recording so I could send you my reaction, because jaw was on the ground. Like, I'm so frustrated right now. Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. That's a good one. Okay. I got a little bit of chills there. I got some chills.
Right? When you were talking about Lily's story, I got body goosebumps. Like, even right? down my legs goosebumps. How crazy. Bizarre.
I love it.
And Rowan's been seeing snakes since last week, and has been like, well, I guess 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, since we last recorded. She's been seeing snakes everywhere.
Like, girl, do your work. This isn't even shadow work at this point. It's just look it up.
But I mean, after you do shadow work is a good time to do some spiritual cleansing.
Exactly. Oh yeah, because if you're doing the shadow work I'm doing, it's real deep, and you're just gonna roast yourself. You're gonna need to cleanse after.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's gonna bring up some yucky stuff you want off you.
Oh yeah. Anytime you're doing any kind of like deep work like that, needs mm-hmm. you need to cleanse afterwards, and anytime that you're going into something that's not going to be like a deep shadow work kind of session, but any kind of like spiritual thing, you should cleanse beforehand so you're not bringing anything in. Especially if you're going to cast a circle, it's kind of counterproductive to cast a circle if you're bringing negative energy in with you.
Thank you everybody for tuning in to this episode of The Witchy Spell, where we talked all things spiritual cleansing. If you want, don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Spellcast, at The Witchy Saya, and at Kara Darkthorn on Instagram as well. You can ask us all of your questions in the Q&A section on Spotify or on our DMs, Instagram. If you have a story of your own that you'd like to share, let us know. We'll be here next time to discuss something even crazier. Who knows?
Well, actually, next time we will be all together.
Next time we'll be together. We'll be the live recording.
Yeah.
That's
and
so exciting.
Not only will we be all together and it'll be a live recording, which I'll probably not cut anything out, which is just going to be even more fun because you'll probably hear my son in the background.
Oh, I'm so excited.
We'll be talking about the autumn equinox.
Oh, that's right. I forgot we'd already scheduled that.
Yes.
Okay.
We did.
So join us next time for an exclusive live recording of the Witchy Spellcast.
It'll be a good time.
It'll be a blast.
The audio is probably not going to be the best.
But that's okay. We may or may not be in the Fey realm when we record. So expect the unexpected.
Exactly.
That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time, guys. Bye.
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 Thanks for listening to The Witchy Spellcast. Join us next week for some more magical goodness.